This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Yesterday, Twitter introduced, and later in the day withdrew, a change to its blocking policy. The microblogging site briefly allowed users who had been blocked to follow, respond to, or retweet posts from the people who had blocked them. Well, user response came swiftly. Many complained that the move gave stalkers and abusers open access to their posts. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, Twitter quickly rescinded the policy, again making tweets invisible to blocked users.
Sometimes, even in online relationships, one needs some space from a friend, an old flame, or stalkers and cyberbullies. Some of Twitter's users were outraged that yesterday's policy changes briefly forced them to narrow the distance they were trying to keep.
Everyone was talking about it.
Zerlina Maxwell is a feminist freelance writer. After seeing the Twitter Cognoscenti light up over the issue, she started an online petition on change.org, calling on Twitter to restore its old blocking policy. It garnered more than 1,000 signatures within a couple of hours. Maxwell says she's no stranger to harassment and abuse. In March, she appeared with Fox News' Sean Hannity on a debate about the use of guns to prevent rape.
And I don't honestly want you to tell me that I needed a gun in order to prevent my rape, because that's still putting it on me.
Maxwell says that five-minute segment elicited hundreds of racist, sexist, and threatening Twitter messages that continue to this day.
Women on social media get harassed with impunity. I block people probably 10 times a day.
Jennifer Posner says she found out about Twitter's brief change to its blocking policy.
Sometime in the short window between when Twitter lost their mind and temporarily regained it.
Posner is executive director of a group called Women in the Media and News. She says there are some days she blocks as many as 200 users from contacting her via Twitter because they send her threatening tweets.
Vicious names that I'm not allowed to say on NPR's air, many of which threaten rape, some of which threaten murder.
No one thinks the old system was perfect. Determined harassers could create new Twitter names, or handles as they're known, to get around a block. Still, Posner says, the imperfections of the old system are preferable to no protections at all. And she was relieved Twitter responded to the public outcry within hours. But, she says, it also shows the company's tone deafness, especially to its female and cyberbullied constituents.
Twitter has known for a very long time that women often face extreme harassment, abuse, violent threats, and the like on Twitter on a regular basis. Instead of responding in a way that would protect their female users' safety, as well as any user's safety, they instead made an incomprehensible move to make harassers' lives easier.
Twitter declined comment, but in a statement announcing the reversal of its policy, the company said it never intended to make its users feel unsafe, and that it is trying to strike a balance between openness and safety. Twitter said reverting to its old approach is not ideal. Some users may want to block users, but others fear retaliation, on or offline, that comes from users who've been blocked. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.